This week I remembered what it was like to fall in love again with a new tech gadget. Well, this is a tech podcast, so you would expect us to fall in love a lot, except that it really hasn't happened often this year. Okay, I did go crazy for the new DJI Mavic Air 2 drone, and I love the idea of repurposing the GoPro Hero 8 as a webcam, but both take a backseat to the life changes brought upon by my new, tiny, and so far reliable hard drive. Yeah, a hard drive, a 2 terabyte little wonder from Western Digital, exact name, My Passport, SSD, 2 TB. And it's the SSD that makes it so special, a solid state drive with no moving parts. And at half the size of my iPhone, it could easily fit in my pocket. It only costs $300. Now I say only because SSD drives were selling at way higher prices than traditional platter drives just a few years ago without a lot of room. A similar drive from Western Digital sold for $400 just 3 years ago, but with half the amount of storage. So $300 for a 2 TB on an external drive sounds like a bargain to me. In a world where we're taking high-resolution photos and videos on our phones with a paltry amount of space, backup is crucial. Many look to online storage as it's the safest method available. I do trust Amazon and Apple's multiple machines better than my desktop machines. But they're really costly when you have lots of data like I do. 37 TBs in my house, thanks for asking. So Google and Apple charge $10 a month to rent 2 TBs worth of space on their servers monthly, or $120 yearly. The beauty of my WD2TB drive is using it as a work drive, because I'm pushing through thousands of photos and hundreds of gigabytes of video footage all the time. I need a drive that I can work with for processing. For video especially, when you're dealing with state-of-the-art 4K resolution footage, the video editing timeline comes to a crawl when working with clips of that size. So once I move them to the SSD drive, like night and day, everything started zipping along at the speed they're supposed to. WD advertises the read speed as 540 megabytes a second, but declined to give me a comparable read speed for its traditional platter hard drives. However, online reviews peg this at between 175 to 190 megabytes per second. So you can see they're more than twice as fast. The good news is way more storage space, zippy speed, and affordable price points. You can get way more storage with a traditional external drive and lower prices. WD's 12 terabyte MyBook is $250, for instance. But platter drives have two big drawbacks. They're way less reliable than SSD drives because of the moving parts, and they're really noisy. The parts grind and sing to the point where I have them on my desk covered with a towel to muffle the sound. How bad is the sound? Listen for yourself. The SSD drive, no noise, none. A joy to my ears. So the bad news about hard drives is that they will eventually fail. They will not last forever. Think 3 years, 5 years, if that. But what else are you going to do? If you've got 37 terabytes like me, you're not going online. What you do is you buy a drive, you use it for a few years, and then back up, and then buy a new one. So it's going to be a short but hopefully fruitful relationship with me and my new drive. Since I back up everything twice, I look forward to reporting back to you in 2024 with tales of my new 10 terabyte and ultra-quiet SSD drive. What are your thoughts on drives? I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.